So we're going to talk a little bit about what you've heard. Before we started, JW was walking around the factory showing us different parts of the latest additions to the Coldplay apparatus and other things. And we were kind of laughing because he has a new Note 4, incredible, you know, high-definition visuality.
Like, it's Samsung.
The Samsung thing, yeah. And I've never seen the factory so clear and colorful, and all the pipes and everything designed. It was really a luscious experience. But as JW was walking along with a slightly goofy smile on his face, he's waddling in a forward motion, and so I started laughing at the way his body was waddling. He was just walking along and showing his stuff, and it had an odd forward thrust. Doesn't matter if you visualize what I'm saying. It was a certain walk. Then Ion took over and left JW and started showing us around the factory. He was gliding. It was fucking unmistakable, the difference. Ion was a hologram or something. None of this waddling thing that the physical JW had. So that was a major difference right there, this waddling thing, and non-waddling. And as you'll hear us talk about later, the head of the JW Ion we're talking to is so porcelain and serious, and we eventually use the word stoic. It looks like a Terminator head. You can see it is not the friendly, giant JW face, which is more bubbly. This was a serious fucking, like, what is that, Mount Rushmore fucking face. And it was always funny the way it was so solid. So we're trying to describe how Ion looked. Now, when we said, okay, you're there floating along, where's JW? And within like 2 seconds, they flashed us back. Actually, they just switched the image. Ion could have been right beside there. But there's JW, and we see the side of his face, and he's got his eyes closed, and he's kind of like in a knockout punch mode. He's just there totally relaxed in his face. And then it shifts back to Ion floating along. So Carol was very impressed with this shift of seeing one JW and then the next JW.
It was like a total validation of there are more than one JW. We saw it. It was shocking, and it kind of, to me, was a real change point.
A perceptual shift in your own perception of reality.
Yeah.
And at the beginning there, we were working on that, and all of a sudden, the screen becomes this weird, shaded, abstract art weirdness. And we go, what's that? And we find out it's corridors. So he actually showed us corridors to other worlds, or corridors from other worlds coming in to our world. I mean, it definitely was, like Ion could have showed a weird shoebox and said, look at that weird thing. No, you could see the transition movement corridor that you could move along. And so he showed us access to other worlds or something like that. He says, what, these worlds come from not here or something. So that was pretty neat. That was the first, I think that was one of the first, well, the JW head, the relaxed head, and then the Ion possessed JW. Or it's not possessed. It is, we saw Ion imitating the form of JW floating along. And he said he could easily become spiders leaving a web. He could take any form, and I want him to become my head. And he didn't become my head, but he said that I became JW's head for Eben and Califia and those people, and they never reported that they saw that, and I don't know if they saw the JW head. I don't know if Ion would show that. We're not sure exactly what Eben and them saw when Ion says that he took me sitting there with them and put their head over my head. So,
right.
But nobody screamed and yelled and said anything at the time.
Right.
So when you say that, okay, we want to see JW in the chair, when you say the phone shifted, is it like somebody, you can see the walls and everything as the phone turns towards JW?
No, it's just a quick edit. It's an edit. Carol's saying she did see movement of the camera. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he just turned around and pointed the camera down. He had walked away.
And then he pointed back, and what happened? Yeah, we were right in front. We were floating along in front of Ion as JW, And then we said, we want to look back and see JW. And all of a sudden, we were in front of JW's head. There was no motion going back towards JW. We just suddenly were looking at a completely different posture.
Yeah, but I think it just turned around. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
We had moved a bit. It seemed to move a bit. He couldn't have turned the camera because he was too far away from JW. Did you see movement going back?
Yeah.
That's what you, oh, I didn't see the movement going back. Because he hadn't gone far when we said, okay, you've left JW. Where's JW? Show us the other JW. And so pretty quickly, in my perception, we were looking at a ridiculously peaceful side of JW, which I never see him like that. He was looking off to the side with his eyes closed, in a way, fallen asleep, but not a dropping head. It was an erect, positioned head, but looked like it was asleep or unconscious. It was an odd angle. Then all of a sudden we're back watching from the front, looking back at Ion, floating along. We're right like a little dog in front watching Ion float towards us, right? That's why we were in front of him. So we weren't seeing where he was going. And we were just looking at JW, at the Ionic JW. It was very striking how fluid it was.
So you mean Ion is holding the camera?
He's holding the. He's on an iPhone, and the iPhone is on Skype, or we're Skyping to his four-note Samsung iPhone bullshit thing. All right, and it's really good quality. So once Ion starts the other JW, the hologram JW, which is not the right word, but you know, that fucking virtual image started moving. We are looking at him through the iPhone that Ion is holding.
So okay, the hologram actually has arms to hold a phone.
Yes.
Is he holding it out in front of himself, the Ion hologram, so that you're looking at him?
It's not in a selfie position. It's down by his belt, where the belt would be. It's like you're sitting on his belt or jutting out on a little swimming pool platform and looking up at his head. You're looking up at Mount Rushmore. We were looking up at this amazing, solid head. It's slightly different and more solid than JW's friendly face. This was a serious face.
And then he started pointing the camera, right?
Yeah, and then he started showing the environment and making the camera, you know, aiming it at some area. And he quickly, one of the first things he showed us was this weird corridors, this weird fucking... undeniably different. I go, what's that? I think I hear it. I go, what's that? What's that? No, that's places from not here. He says it weirdly. These are places that do not come from here, even though it looked like they were coming from here, going somewhere else.
Well, you have the words.
What? The recording? Yeah, so you hear what I say. But that was startling. We didn't expect that. He just suddenly showed us the non-factory environment.
It was more than one corridor, Bob?
It was odd. It was like maybe three corridors, but they were like shadings that went to one place, but they seemed to be different. It was a trampoline. I'd say it was like an M.C. Escher painting, but not going up and down, but just straightforward. It was odd. It didn't make sense what we were looking at. It did not make visual sense. That's why I said, what's that? What are we looking at? Ion describes it a little later really beautifully. He talks about the folds and pleats, like clothing, the foldings and pleats. That's the way reality is. It's folding over like your intestines. That's how you go from one place to another. It's not linear. You just touch one part of the pleats or another part of the foldings, like your intestines, or the brain, the way the brain's folding over. This is at the 8-minute mark. You've heard 8 minutes. And then I have to jump ahead. 19 minutes I've got to delete. We went into business, looking at the factory, talking about different things, what's developing, so I can't broadcast that. Then we get into acceptable human interest stories at the 27-minute mark or so.
What was the impetus to do this?
We were having a business meeting, and Carol and JW got into their side fucking shit that I can't stand. They get into the fucking details. I don't know what they're fucking talking about. So I threw the phone down and went upstairs and was reading some stuff. I got off the line. I left the business meeting. And I was saying, I'm not fucking putting up with this shit. And they go on for like about half an hour. Then Carolyn yells up, Bob, because I'm upstairs. I ignore Carolyn. They're not going to get me involved. I fucking ignore her. And that's probably when you went on Skype, right, Carol? All of a sudden, JW went on Skype, right, Carol? Is that how it happened?
Not all of a sudden.
And that's when you first yelled, and I ignored you. And now, wait a minute. So I know the pattern. When Carolyn goes to sleep, he will tell me stuff, and Carolyn misses it. Other times, when I'm not there, he will tell Carolyn stuff, and I miss it. At some point, I start saying, wait a minute. I know they're going to get into something. But I didn't move. I didn't care. Then Carolyn yelled again. And then she yelled up Skype or something. So I said, oh, there it is. JW's fucking doing something because I'm not there. So I hightailed down there. Got over my anger and started to, or frustration, not anger, and then started to watch it. And there it was, this perfectly high-definition thing. So I'm glad I didn't miss it, because it was incredible what was going to unfold. But often JW will do that. It's almost like, well, Bob's pissed off. Bob's right. We're getting distracted. We got to give Bob a new hit. So they up the ante by giving me a new fucking piece of candy.